Now, what is the situation as far as an extra year of eligibility? I know you wanted that, but couldn't get it from the NCAA.
Yeah, I tried to get an extra year, but they basically told me that I had never been injured before, so they wouldn't give me another year because I guess you have to be injured multiple times. So.
Now, oddly, though, you could have played a sport like baseball. I know you played some baseball during your time. What's the situation there? Would baseball be an option ever for you at Nebraska?
Well, after I got hurt, I really thought I was going to, you know, I thought maybe, you know, football wasn't the right sport for me, but, and I thought about playing baseball, and I gave it a ton of thought, and when I started my rehab, I just couldn't really do anything baseball-wise, so I figured, you know, might as well just try to get my leg back as strong as possible and then, you know, try to move on with football and try to make it to the next level. So, you know, baseball, I thought hard about it. I had talks to the coaches, and it just didn't work out. I didn't have enough time to get ready for the season like I would have wanted to.
What position do you play in baseball?
I play first base.
Well, now, you're from Las Vegas. Why did you choose Nebraska? How did you wind up here?
It's funny. I wanted to get a change of scenery a little bit, but, you know, with that, I didn't know. I didn't really think about how cold it got. So it's actually, I don't know. I think I'm ready to go back to Vegas, though. I like the weather there too much.
Now, is pro football a possibility for you now? I'm sure that's why you want to play in this game, is to showcase yourself a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Playing pro football has been a dream of mine for a long time, and I want to be able to prove to myself that I can do it. And, you know, just coming to this game and showing all the scouts that are here, they thought I was done with football. They thought I hung it up. You know, that's what people have been saying, and that's definitely not the impression I wanted to make on people. And now they see that I'm out here and I'm healthy, and, you know, they're showing some pretty good interest. So I just want to keep it up and try as hard as I can to accomplish my goal that I've had since I've been little.
Now, if pro football is not an option for you, what did you study at Nebraska? What's in your future beyond football?
Yeah, well, I'm currently in a graduate program. I was a marketing major. I graduated in August of last year. So, you know, I would think about going back to Vegas, or, you know, just using my degree somewhere. I don't know, maybe going to coaching. It just depends.
Well, now, having set out the entire season and getting ready for this All-Star game, are you getting a lot of attention, media attention there in Florida?
Oh, definitely, just because nobody expected me to be here. And, you know, when the scouts saw me on the roster and saw me out there actually being able to practice and do well, it caught them by surprise. So, at first, they didn't even know who I was. They just thought I was a coach or maybe somebody. I don't even know what they thought I was. But, you know, after they saw me practice, a bunch of them came up and they were, you know, they took some pretty good interest. So,
now, who are the coaches, and are they taking it any easier on you because of your situation?
No, our coach is Dan Reeves, and honestly, I don't even think he knows that I just got cleared. But he might. But I would think probably not. So, you know, I want him to go a little easy on me because I'm a little bit rusty. But I don't think he's going to do that.
Yep. Well, I imagine that this is a great experience. Probably a lot of great players there for this game, Mike.
Oh, it is. Yeah, there's great competition, and, you know, I'm a competitive person, like I said. And, you know, I want to go against the best people, and, you know, I'm definitely doing that here.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks very much for being with us this evening. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have the best of luck in this East-West Shrine game.
Well, thank you very much.